This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Body armor. I don't talk about body armor a lot. I have some. I don't really use it. I don't train in it. But it's very lightweight, though. I have some level 3A body armor. But today's tactical body armor is a great modern marvel. It has saved thousands of people from death or serious wounds. And while it is part of the standard work equipment for American LEO, anyone, including gun enthusiasts, are also discovering its many benefits. Gun enthusiasts are well aware of the deadly power of a weapon and proper safety standards with securing tactical armor to protect themselves in case a dangerous situation comes up. Wearing it can actually save your life, especially if you're working on a range. With modern advancements in production and design, bulky and heavy armor is no longer an issue, and there are many levels and styles to find, for you to find your optimal fit. Manufacturers offer a large selection of lighter and more effective body armor that can protect you from life-threatening shots. Understanding the different levels available helps you determine which one is most suitable against certain pistol and melee weapons and choose accordingly. Let's talk about the different levels. Starting out with level 2A and 3A. Level 2A is the most commonly used, and that's rated for pistol rounds and light fragmentation, and it is soft armor. Works very well against 9mm, 40 caliber, 45 ACP. This is considered to be the bare minimum when you're talking about armor protection. But when it comes to a decent array of pistol weapon threats, versatility, and affordability, the best choice is level 3A. This armor is considered as standard armor for law enforcement at this time. It offers enhanced protection over level 2A up to a 44 Magnum. And it also stops .357 SIG, which is a very high-velocity round for a handgun. Then apart from levels, there are two types of tactical body armor styles, overt and covert. Gun enthusiasts generally find that the latter offers greatest advantages as it is usable in any scenario, as opposed to hard armor, which is impractical for daily use in high-risk situations. Covert body armor offers reduced chances of detection. And that is sort of important as it won't draw anyone's eye. Some cases, keeping your concealable body armor out of sight may actually end up saving your life as attackers won't specifically aim for your body parts left unprotected by your armor. That is, sort of a thing. Another feature you need to consider is the inclusion of plates, most commonly paired with level 3 and level 4 for stopping armor-piercing rounds. Actually, rifle rounds. That's a misprint. Rifle rounds is what it's going to stop. Level 3 offers a more than decent protection, as it will stop the majority of rifle rounds in circulation in the U.S. today. And now, understand this about body armor. If you take a shot in the body armor, you're going to be hurt Yeah. You're going to be alive, but you're going to be hurt. You're probably going to have some broken ribs. You're definitely going to have the wind knocked out of you. And you're going down. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. But the bottom line is, in a gunfight, all firearms are deadly, and you can at best minimize your chances of getting seriously hurt or injured. And that can be the difference between getting yourself killed or just injured. But do not let it make you overconfident. You are not bulletproof. However, equipping yourself with concealable body armor is a process, and that should not be taken lightly based on word-of-mouth advice or trends. So sit down and do some research and make an informed decision based on your risk expectancy, physical attributes, and skills. Your body size is going to come into play. Where, you know, I have level 3A, and it will stop just about everything that will come out of a handgun. It doesn't weigh much. Doesn't weigh much. Came from a sponsor here at Genesis Communications. Kevlar, fully woven Kevlar, weighs about 5 pounds altogether. Takes about 2 seconds to put it on. That's really sort of cool. However, it will disappear under a sweatshirt. But if anybody touches you, they're going to know you have on body armor. Now, the problem with that is, in today's climate, which I know how the feds are, but I also know how local law enforcement probably is, if it's detected that you're wearing body armor, there may be some questions asked. When I'm going on a trip, I take it, but I don't expect to wear it. I would probably throw that to my wife. I don't expect to be the one wearing the armor. I'm going to be the one slinging the lead. What I should do is I should probably consider taking and getting another one of those vests just to have that at the bare minimum. But I also need to go ahead and get a plate carrier and incorporate plates into it. But that's what I need to do. I remember when the Aurora shooting happened. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm being asked in the chat room, does 3A have a shelf life, economic life? I would not think so, because it's fabric. And I would think, as long as you keep it cool and dry, that it's not going to. But I don't know that for certain. If anybody out there knows about Kevlar, feel free. If I just got it wrong, call in and call me out on that. I want to know if I got it wrong. During Aurora, they were talking about how he was armored from his shins to his earlobes. And, of course, he wasn't armored at all. He was wearing a Black Hawk. Gosh, what kind of... It was one of those zip-up vests, striker vest. You know, and it didn't stop any more rounds than your button-up shirt. But they were calling it armored. And they were saying that it would have done no good to shoot at him because he was armored. Well, he was also masked. I wouldn't have had to have shot at him center mass. And if he were armored, I would be shooting probably at a shoulder juncture where there's some really nice arteries, or maybe his neck, or maybe his face. Because he was standing there with a nice reflective surface on his, he had a mask on. But that mask meant that I could have gone a bunch of rows over and come down beside him and walked up right beside him and shot him dead in the head, and he would never have seen it coming. Because I have shot in a protective mask before, and that isn't fun. Let me tell you. So, armor is good, but it is you're not the man of steel. You're not walking around. You're not Kal El. You're not Superman. So if you take that step to get armor, well, first thing you need to do is start training in it, because it is a little bit of a learning curve doing that as well. If that's something you're going to do, so go do it and have at it. It is good stuff. It's out there for all of us, and it is getting better and better, more scientific, more lighter weight. Good stuff. Outstanding. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting in the RV and with a gun. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot, Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have often looked at an RV because one of the things that I want to do with the show very soon is, and I'm about to expand the show, and something just fell on my lap that just ensures that that's going to happen now today, as a matter of fact. And oh, by the way, in the chat room, yes, there is a shelf life to a Kevlar vest. Apparently, law enforcement replaces theirs every 5 years, so be aware of that. I don't know what that means. I need to ask JT, I guess. He could tell me. Anyway, with an RV, the reason I want an RV is because I don't have to worry about accommodations, which can get expensive. Of course, an RV can be expensive, too. But in the RV, one of the things that I like about an RV is I don't have to, you know, I can get in the RV, I can tow a vehicle, and if I want to carry a gun with me, I don't have to declare that when I'm checking in baggage. Because I probably wouldn't check in any baggage if I didn't have a gun. That's the thing. But if you're in your RV, if you are in an RV, and you take off on, you know, one of those Griswold family vacations, you also carry the responsibility for any actions or decisions that gun and respecting the laws of the locations you travel with. The decision you make to carry that gun can affect any person or place around you more than just the person you are traveling with. So, first thing you need to figure out is what is your intent. Now, my intent, whenever I travel further than an hour away, I'm carrying an AR-15 and a pistol. And I'm carrying some sort of a chest rig. Probably the G-Code traveler's bag. And I'm carrying spare ammo. So that's my intent, is to be prepared for anything. That's my intent. So are you carrying a gun for personal protection against an animal while camping in the woods, or will you be traveling at night and stopping at truck stops? Knowing the location and the circumstances you will be traveling through helps decide what gun to bring along and why you need it. Now, an RV has plenty of room for a long gun. But if all you're doing is vacationing and you're, you know, and I don't want to say if you're not me, because I'm sort of special. In sort of a weird way sometimes. Most people are probably just going to take a handgun, though. If you're going on a hunting trip, then you may need your long gun. Or if you're going to, like, a training class, you might want your long gun. You can store it in a hard case under your bed is the ideal solution, along with your handgun and RV parts. I would actually consider, if I ever get an RV, I'm going to put a safe in it. Then I'm going to carry whatever I want. As often as I want. Now, my go-to gun, my default carry pistol, is a Glock 19. Well, when I say a Glock 19, I don't have a rack of them sitting around. It's this Glock 19. Now, this Glock 19 can go in a lot of places. And the reason that everybody's so high on the Glock 19 as a platform is because it combines a very small size with capacity. So this is a fine gun to travel with if it's going to be a handgun. However, that doesn't mean if you want to travel with an XDS or a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield or the Glock 43 or any of those that you shouldn't do that. For those that are not going to carry the gun on them, you might want to find one that will, conceal really easy. I'm being told that I'll get 6 miles per gallon without one and 4 miles per gallon with it if I put it safe in the RV. I'll just have to live with that. One thing to consider, though, is what are the laws? The laws are very important where you're going, where you're traveling. In Maryland, as an example, okay? In Maryland,
which is a very right restricted area. You can cross over. What's it? What's beside Maryland? I can't tell what's beside Maryland. I really need to. Well, I guess Virginia, one of the Virginias, maybe. In Maryland, you can cross over in. Be coming over from Virginia or whatever. There was a guy, I can't remember his name. He was vacationing and he was going through Maryland to get to wherever he was going. He had a concealed carry permit. They're going to be able to tell that by your tag. That's connected to you. And they pulled his car apart for 6 hours and didn't find a gun. And then left him on the side. Thank you. Thank you. The chat room is taking care of me tonight. Thanks, guys. Virginia, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. I knew it was one of the Virginias. It looked like the Virginias to me. All those three states are great gun states, and they surround Maryland, which is very restrictive. And if you're going to drive through Maryland, and if you're going to do anything, I mean, you better not have any bad taillights or anything else. Or if they see an out of, you know, there's, I guess there's a possibility if they see your out-of-state tag, they may run it, and if it's connected with a concealed carry permit, they may then try to pull you over and try to find that gun. So you might, I mean, might mean you have to go around Maryland or not travel with the gun. Campgrounds can pursue criminal complaints against anyone carrying firearms on their private property when they do not allow for it. So if you're going to be stopping and hooking up at a campground, you need to check that out. Give them a call. See if they allow firearms or not. Having a concealed carry license will make you, you know, that helps a great deal, but it's not going to make everything 100% okay. You need to find out which states honor your concealed carry permit. You need to find the gun laws out by state. And there's a book called Gun Laws by State. You can find, there's another one, State by State Handgun Laws. Traveler's Guide to Firearm Laws in the 50 States. Apps for your smartphone, they are all over the place. You need to do a little bit of research before you jump in the, you know, into the Griswold crazy station wagon and take that cross-country trip or RV or whatever it's going to be. And just to make sure that you don't run afoul of the law, because not every state is going to be as good as where you're coming from. There's no doubt about that. Never lost anything in Maryland, so I have no need to go there. That's a perfectly good position for me. I like it. Perfectly good position. When we get back, a bunch of the rank-and-file FBI agents are very upset with their boss. This is Lock and Load.
Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let me first get this out of the way. This is coming from an anonymous source, and this is a person that claims to be a high-ranking official within the FBI. It is also part of an ongoing narrative pointing to purported disagreements between FBI Director James Comey's decision not to file charges against Clinton over her email server and the FBI agents who actually investigated the matter to begin with. Source alleges that virtually no one involved in the investigation agreed with Comey's decision to give Clinton a pass, and that the consensus to have Clinton have her security clearance yanked was unanimous. Now, that is a big deal, because without a security clearance, guess what? You can't be president, because you are dealing with some highly sensitive information then. The source who spoke to FoxNews.com on the condition of anonymity said FBI Director James Comey's dramatic July 5th announcement that he would not recommend to the Attorney General's office that the former Secretary of State be charged left members of the investigative team dismayed and disgusted. More than 100 FBI agents and analysts worked around the clock with six attorneys from the DOJ's National Security Division counter-espionage section to investigate this case. No trial-level attorney agreed, no agent working with the case agreed, and the decision not to prosecute it was a top-down decision, said the source, whose identity and role in the case has been verified by FoxNews.com. He also told Fox News that while it might not have been a unanimous decision, it was unanimous that we all wanted Clinton's security clearance yanked. It's safe to say the vast majority felt she should be prosecuted. We were floored while listening to the FBI briefing because Comey laid it all out and then said, but we are doing nothing, which made no sense to us at all. On July the 5th, Comey unveiled the devastating details from the investigation, including citing that Clinton and her team were extremely careless concerning handling classified information. There were also 110 emails on 52 separate chains that were determined to have classified information on them. If anything, he offered an indictment of her judgment, which NBC's Chuck Todd noted would make for an effective GOP attack that never came from the Trump campaign. The FBI found just three emails that were determined to be classified at the time they were sent and received, though they were not properly marked. Then we had the revelation that Clinton didn't know that a C meant classified. Here, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks disagreed, noting that Clinton certainly knew what those markings meant, as she is an original classification authority. As our top diplomat, she would be the one that would originate and say, this is classified, this isn't, as a source of information. Still, there are suspicious instances that were revealed prior to and after July the 5th. For starters, how about how Bill Clinton delayed departure in Phoenix to ensure a run-in with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who proceeded to have a meeting with Clinton on a private jet for about 30 minutes. Townhall.com noted that the FBI agents feel a deal was struck on that plane. And that's the troubling part of the optics. The optics were enough to cast doubt on Comey's press conference held after Independence Day. And we've got to wait and see what happens with this, because this is bubbling underneath the surface between the director and his agents. This is all just happening. Just going on right now. I think it is interesting to note that I'm not surprised that they feel this way, but I am I'm surprised we're hearing about it. Who we got on the phone, man? Anyway. Anyway. You've heard me talking about the Betsy riot. Coming from the Huffington Post, see if we can. Let's just go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, yes, sir.
Hey, Big Daddy. How are you feeling today?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing all right. A little tired. It's been a long week. As far as Comey is concerned, you know, he assured us in front of Congress they're not weasels, so it's okay. It's all okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing. As far as Congress is concerned, I think they should have pressed that a little further. I would love to see, you know, I don't even know why they have these hearings.
I know. Out of all the unconstitutional agencies we have, I mean, think about it, the Department of Education, the Department of Agriculture, the BATFE, I could go on and on and on. They're not constitutionally mandated to even exist. And we don't have an agency to enforce constitutional law, just to make sure federally and within each state that they're complying to the Constitution. Now, that would be a valuable agency, and it would also give Congress some teeth. Without the teeth, you're right, why hold these hearings?
Well, I'll give you a good example. I mean, you're talking about holding up constitutional law. Okay, so we get the Heller decision and the McDonald decision, which pretty much told New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California. Let me think of who else. Let's just start with them. Illinois. Let's throw Illinois in there. Basically told them that you got to do this. That the Second Amendment is a right. We'll allow you to do certain regulations, and, you know, we allow reasonable regulations. But they haven't done that.
Well,
they haven't done that. New Jersey. Everybody in New Jersey's state legislature today should be handcuffed. And that's a problem. When you have all these rulings, and nobody gets put in jail for breaking them? Huh?
And I hate when they talk about constitutional rights. These are natural, God-given rights with constitutional protections. And, you know, Hillary has said on a number of occasions, all of those rights can be reasonably regulated. Now, here's the rub, of course. What is reasonable? And to whom is it reasonable? Of course, a lot of us have very different ideas about that. And that's where the danger lies.
Yeah, you should be able to have anything you want there in beautiful Baltimore. I remember when Baltimore was the city of Johnny Unitas, but I guess it isn't now. That's...
Oh, boy. You just gave me a chest pain. Our beloved Colts, my God, and that rotten Ursay character. They could have at least left us the name. You know, we even had the CFL come down here and name a CFL team the Colts. And after we all said, you know what, at least we can go to Memorial Stadium. I'm dating myself here. At least we can go to Memorial Stadium and go to a Colts game again. I took my grandfather, who was still alive at the time, and Baltimore really, you know, had a new esprit de corps take place. And the Colts and Ursay said, no. After we got used to it for a couple of years, they took it away from us. They sued the CFL. Can you believe it?
I can. But anyway, I'm running out of time, Tom. Thank you very much for the call.
Good night.
All right. Good point. Who's there to enforce that? I don't even know why they have these hearings, because what are the penalties for, I mean, if they find them in contempt? I mean, Eric Holder's still running around. He's in the sunshine every day, as far as I know. He's campaigning for Hillary. He's been found in criminal contempt. They at least did something with that, but then they didn't do anything about it. We'll be right back.
Screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I guess in the third hour I will play some other stuff that I don't think is getting played right now. We'll take care of that coming up, though. Anyway, you know, things are not all bad. In about a month, they might be mostly horrible. In a month, we're going to choose between being led by a political rookie and a massively corrupt, ineffective, done-nothing political player. But on the bright side, with Trump, we'd see checks and balances like no one has ever seen checked and balanced in the history of either checking or balancing. Do you think that Paul Ryan, assuming that his foray into the fussy establishment virtue signaling by stepping on the momentum of Trump coming off of a terrific debate victory, doesn't make him minority leader, is going to carry water for, you know, pantsuit? Do you think she's going to like him then? And the good news about Hillary is that Americans do have about 370 million guns, which should check and balance what her progressive ilk traditionally yearns to do to those of us who are deplorable and irredeemable. And it isn't fun camps, by the way. It is good news that of the rights that we have managed to retain and come closest to what the founders wanted us to be, the Second Amendment is the one that we come closest to. And by the way, the Second Amendment is the ultimate veto. over the leftist fantasy of fundamental transformation. And we can, you know, there's a couple of things we need to take into consideration. Trump is going to have to get disciplined. If he gets disciplined, he's going to smoke it. On the other hand, I don't think every time something happens, his followers, and I'm one of them, I look at it and say, well, you guys are ganging up on him. But, you know, maybe the idea, and, you know, I don't think I haven't thought about this, the idea of not focusing on the WikiLeaks document corruption and catfighting with what is a human asterisk in Paul Ryan is designed to mobilize the alienated independents. So there's a theoretical possibility that Trump once again step all over the male equivalent of what he talks about grabbing. But the chances, we'll see. We'll see. Now, I still think he's going to club her like a seal. I think the polls are so far off. I think they're so manufactured that there's no way it doesn't happen. But I want to look at the bright side of life elsewhere. Abroad, Iranian-backed dirtbags are shooting missiles at our ships, and the good news is they have missed so far this time. Putin is putting missiles in that threaten Poland. But we have an anti-missile defense, I guess. At least Putin hasn't invaded the Baltics yet, probably because he can't believe anyone is really as weak and feckless as Obama appears to be. So that's kind of like good news. The NFL has turned hard left and embraced the jerks who diss the flag, picking sides in the culture war against us. And they thought we would just suck it up. But it seems that we realize that sucking it up sucks. The NFL's ratings are nosediving, and it looks like those owners are going to get a chance to pay the tab for their spoiled stars tantrums. So smile. They spit in our collective face, and we went and found something better to do on Sunday. So we're starting to put a price tag on posturing, and that price is pain. And for me, their pain is sugar for me. Everything is not politics. I am thankful for dogs. Cats, well, they're okay. I love dogs. I have hope for our military. You know, that changes every time we get another president. So Trump coming in means the military sort of swells a la Reagan. I'm not happy about the military in the cliched sense because we're going to have to bring it back. But, you know, this is still filled with volunteers, and they do this every day. They do this thing for us. And believe me, even in today's military, it's not the best of lives. We're showing ourselves unworthy to support them because we're allowing their culture to be decimated. And still, there they are, and they're not doing it for the money. Flooding in Louisiana and the hurricane that we just went through, those are bad things. But the way Americans helped their neighbors without having to be organized or ordered around, that was something we should all be proud of. Wine is a good thing. Beer is a great thing, except for boring, bitter craft beer that people insist is good in order to seem hip. But makes them wish that they had a nice, crisp Stella Artois instead. I don't even get in line for the pumpkin infused stuff for three more weeks. So, you know, and I'm not going to do it then. Smartphones are pretty awesome. But I remember back in the day before there were phones that you carried around with you, even before the internet, back when we, you know, when we rode bikes to school and it was okay, when we didn't have to lock the doors and we actually talked. We actually talked to each other, made eye contact. Text was something you wrote on a piece of paper. Technology is pretty awesome, though, even if it did cause Twitter. The Walking Dead is off for a while, but I discovered Rear Window, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, the other day, which, as tame as that is, I love it. I love it. I love the time that we come from. I love what we used to be. I yearn to go back to that moment. Am I wrong, or is Dwayne The Rock Johnson the most charismatic guy in Hollywood? And, you know, I like what he does on screen. I don't care much about his politics. Like, I don't care about the politics of any of these actors. And I don't care about what they say outside of when they're acting. I like what they do when they're acting. And the rest of it, you know, just tell it to people, shut up, and I'm not watching. The best news is that any day now I could decide to write a book. I could write a book right now about the country going to hell in a handbasket and a bunch of veterans standing up and saving the American way of life and getting out there. And we go back and have values and, you know, morals and everything else. I could write that. I could write that today and start writing it. And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, then that book could be moved into the nonfiction section. Instead of looking like I am trying to write a novel, instead I look like Nostradamus. So I take heart every day. I take heart every day. I live in the United States. We live in the United States. It is the greatest nation on the planet. We carry around with us the ultimate check. We may actually, you know, and as long as we're willing to actually employ that, then we do have that check against tyranny in our hands. If we'd paid a little better attention, and I'm as guilty as anybody else out there, we'd paid a little bit better attention, things would be better and we wouldn't have to consider this. But you know what? A republic is a very difficult thing. It's an experiment. Everybody likes to have too much good nature. Everybody wants to believe good things about everybody else. And in the end, our own gullibility, you know, I think most people are sheep. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't want most people to be like me. But even being like me, I let my guard down and I focus too much on too many things. But things are not all bad, but they could get particularly horrible soon. Stay tuned and hang on. Coming up next, Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters, the blogger, my favorite blogger from there. We'll be right back. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIX Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.